Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Truer dreams are seen at the time of Sahri. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most truthful and meaningful dreams are seen at the time of Sahri. Note, Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that a dream seen at Sahri time materializes soon after it is interpreted. A dream seen in the afternoon also materializes soon after it is interpreted. Dreams of men and women are equal as far as their validity is concerned. Truthful people see true dreams. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A person who speaks the truth has true dreams." Note, from the above hadith, one can judge the credibility of one's dreams. Speaking lies is a common vice which is perpetrated shamelessly. Hence, the Anbiya alayhi salam had true dreams as they were truthful. Whom should one narrate a dream to? Sayyidina Abu Razin radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A dream remains suspended until it is interpreted. Once it is interpreted, it will manifest itself according to the interpretation. Hence, do not narrate your dreams except to a person whom you are fond of and who is intelligent." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not narrate your dream to anyone besides an alim or a well-wisher." Note, one should not narrate one's dreams to everyone. It should only be narrated to a learned people who would be able to interpret it correctly. Narrating one's good dreams to everyone could sow jealousy. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that Nabi Sassam permitted one to narrate one's dreams only to those whom one loves, as strangers, etc. could be jealous of one. Similarly, they could give an unpleasant interpretation and this would be detrimental to a person. He also writes that the reason for narrating it to an alim is that he will extract a beneficial interpretation. A friend, on the other hand, he will give a beneficial interpretation if he's capable, otherwise he will remain silent, and that too is sensible. To understand. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.